Well, my wave life gets a little longer every time I wave goodbye. Hi. Sentimental breakdown. You know I break down a lot.
It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVellantes, Brian Noonan in for Ro. Today, Ro will be back with you on Monday.
Are you enjoying it, Brian, on this Friday? Canarble Wagon, all the fun we've had.
I enjoy it every dime I get to work with you, Anna, anytime I'm
it's
in
fun.
Here. And I'm not just saying that, but
we're
I do. There's something about Friday. Friday is always fun. People are usually in a good mood till you bring up their candidate. Then they get angry. Pitchforks and torches come out. But that's all right. That's all part of the process. You know what else makes me happy, Anna? Look at this ham-handed segue. Music makes me happy.
That just sounded so beautiful. It was,
doesn't
music
it?
We heard.
It was. And that was Jim Peterick, who joins us now on the, as Ro calls it, he still calls it the Super Celebrity Hotline,
sure.
Doesn't he?
He,
sure
does, especially when there's a real celebrity
that's
on
right.
The other end, like we have now.
You know him from the Ides of March. You know him from Survivor. You know him from just about everything, Life Force, everything. Jim Peterick is here. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Anna. How you doing,
good.
Guys?
Good.
Doing great. So you got a big show tomorrow night in Three Rivers, Michigan. Three Oaks, Michigan. But it's just you at the Acorn Theater.
Well, not exactly, guys. It's my new album called The Songs, and it's a totally different kind of a reimagination of my biggest hits. And I have on stage some of the best kind of roots musicians in Chicago. I have a banjo player, pedal steel, amazing fiddler. My son on keyboards, there's, you know, all these very acoustic instruments, and that's what this album is all about, which I cut in Nashville, and I've been going doing shows. I did the City Winery about a month ago, and, you know, it was kind of like, how's this going to go over, you know, hearing Eye of the Tiger
how does that work?
It works. I mean,
banjos and fiddles, Eye of the Tiger. I can't imagine it.
But because all the songs are so iconic.
Sure.
But we have them in our brain the way you released them first time. Why monkey with a good thing, Jim?
Well, because I can.
All right, fair enough.
You certainly can.
Fair enough. Yeah, they're your songs. You can play them however you want. Is it? Now, you said you were nervous going into the City Winery. You don't know how it's going to go over. What makes you make that decision in the first place to say, you know what, I love playing my songs, but I have to do something? Is it that you want to change it up yourself? You think the public is hungry for it? What is it?
Well, the public, it turns out they are hungry for it. It's been really well accepted. But the album was produced by Fred Mollen, who did the amazing Unplugged Jimmy Webb album, 10 Easy Pieces. He did America, Chris Christopherson, and he's been badgering me to just strip it down and look at these songs in different ways. And I'll tell you what's fun about this is I'm getting to appreciate the songs just for what they are. The melody, the words, people are hearing the words when it's not, believe me, I love the rock versions of Vehicle and Eye of the Tiger and all that. But people are like, listen to it in a different way with different ears. And of course, the Acorn Theater, it's such a wonderful, intimate place to show that off. And, of course, they tell the stories behind the song. So it's very laid back compared to my usual jumping around the stage and playing the guitar around my behind my back and stuff, you know.
What is the story behind Eye of the Tiger? I know it was the theme song to Rocky III and Sylvester Stallone. Was he involved? Did he ask you to write it for him? Did you just write it and he loved it? How did that happen?
Well, kind of a combination of all of it. I received a call from Stallone. It was an answering machine message. Hey, yo, Jim, give me a call. Sylvester Stallone. Out of the blue, Anna. You
wild.
Know?
Were you like, are we sure this is real?
How does a Stallone get your number? That's phenomenal.
Well, that's from it was from the record company, and I thought I was being punked, you know. But I called him back, and I said, is this is Jim Peterick? Is this Sylvester Stallone? He goes, yeah, call me Sly. You know, so here am I, a kid from Berwyn, talking to what my hero, Sylvester Stallone. He says, you know, got this movie coming out, Rocky III, and I love your band's sound. I love Survivor, you know, Poor Man's Son, you know, blah, blah, blah. So he sent us the first 3 minutes of the movie. I called Frankie over, guitar player, and we watched that montage, and man, we got inspired. Mm. And I just started that, digga, 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 you know, and the punches, bam, bam, bam. And in 3 days, we pretty much had a finished song. And the rest, you know, what amazes me is that the song is still around, making a difference in people's lives, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
But,
Everybody knows the version that was in Rocky III. Let's hear a little bit of it from the songs.
Okay, we got it.
Yeah, rising up back on the street. I did my time, took my chances. I went the distance, now I'm back on my feet. Just a man and his will to survive. So many times it happens too fast. You trade your passion for glory. Don't lose your grip on the dreams of the past. You must fight just to keep them alive. It's the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the fight. Rising up to the challenge of our rival. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night. And he's watching us all with the eye. The eye of the tiger.
All right, that's
so that totally works.
Yeah,
I would
it does.
Never have envisioned it in that way, but wow. Jim, you're from Berwyn, right? I mean, where does the whole banjo fiddle thing come from? Where's that inspiration?
South Berwyn.
Yeah. we're big into all that in South Berwyn.
That is so
I'll
wild.
Say, you know, I love country. I love new country, and I spent a lot of time in Nashville. And, I mean, country nowadays is more like the 80s with fiddles and mandolins, you
right.
know. And that's okay with me because that was a good decade for me.
And Jim, your catalog is extensive. So trying to whittle it down to pick the song, how did you pick the songs that went on the new album, the songs?
Well, Fred and I just made a giant list of about 20 songs that were pretty much all top tens. And then it came down to just jamming them out and seeing which ones worked best. And of course, some of my personal favorites like LA Goodbye, which you led off the show with, which was so mm-hmm. cool. Because that's a real favorite in Chicago.
Yeah.
And just some worked and some didn't. We didn't do Burning Heart because it just didn't work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm really happy. It Search Is Over works really well as a ballad. I use a harmonica, you know, around my neck, and I pretend I'm Bob Dylan. It's kind of fun.
That's awesome. Bob Dylan with purple hair. Do you still have the purple hair?
You bet.
Yeah, he was here last week with the purple hair.
Oh, I love it. My daughter wants that color hair, but I told her not yet. She's not allowed.
She's not a rock star yet.
No.
So, Jim, let's be honest. Are country and bluegrass musicians easier to work with than rock and roll types? I would think that they would be.
Well, no.
That's
all right,
honest.
I am wrong.
Yeah, I call my country band Herding Cats, because that's what it's like. You know, they're very hard to herd, but they're wonderful guys and super, super talented.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you picked Nashville to record this because that's, if you're going to do anything country bluegrass, that's the place to go, right?
Well, it is. And there's a studio there called the Sound Emporium. That's the oldest functioning studio in Nashville. It's been there since 59. Johnny Cash used to have that studio. And there's magic in the walls, man. You know, you walk in and you just, it's like another musical instrument. And we did everything live just about, guys, you know, mm-hmm. which is unheard of nowadays in of digital recording. We just opened the mics and played. It was so
Yay,
much fun.
That's incredible. Do you have a favorite venue in Chicago?
Well, I got to say, I love the House of Blues.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing a big benefit show there in September for San Miguel Schools for the underprivileged. I love the City Winery.
Mm-hmm.
God, is Park West still open?
Sure.
Tell me.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love that place, too.
It's very intimate there, and you sit and you can eat and everything.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Now, go ahead,
I love
Jim.
Fitzgerald.
I was going to say, are you going to leave Fitzgerald's out? Mm-hmm. A Berwyn guy leaving Fitzgerald's off the list?
Heck no.
All right.
And after I play Fitzgerald's, we'll go to Outremont, the great restaurant down
yes,
the street.
Yes, right sure. down the block. Boy. It'll be good. And there's good you're stuff. Probably excited. There's a new one in the Depot District, a new seafood and steak place. Very fine
okay.
dining.
It's
getting good
out.
Reviews. So now everybody knows the Ides of March, the first huge hit, the one that broke you guys' vehicle. You redid that on the new album, The Songs. Let's hear a little bit about
well,
that.
Well, I'm a friend, a stranger, black sedan, won't you? Hop inside my car. I got pictures, candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby.
take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, yeah. But now I'm sure you know that I love you, need you, I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.
Very soulful.
Yeah.
Very soulful.
Yeah, man. You know,
a whole different feel.
It is. It's very bluesy, and it makes, I don't know, we start off the set with that, and everybody's like, what?
They're like, wow, that's where we are. That's
not what we were used to. What are you doing?
I know. It's a temptation not to break into but I'm being true to this album, mm-hmm. and I'm trusting the song, and so far it's working. And I got my son, Colin, in the band. He's playing keyboards. He's 26 years old and just a amazing kid and amazing musician. So that's been awesome. A lot of fun, too.
I know you've collaborated with a lot of big names and written music for a lot of big names in the industry, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sammy Hagar, the Beach Boys. You still doing a lot of that now, even though you're touring yourself?
I am. That's something I love doing. And writing actually songs with Brian Wilson and his producer, Joe Thomas and Larry Millis of the Eyes. We're writing a Christmas album for Brian. And Christmas is such a great, great season. So it's a great combination of events. So we're really excited about that.
Do you have to go somewhere cold for that? Because I can't even think about Christmas at this time of year. Can you? It's like, it's not in the spirit. I need to see all the visuals and feel the cold. Isn't that hard to think about Christmas?
We just jacked the air conditioning way up.
There you go. Well, Jim Peterick will be at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan tomorrow night. You can get tickets at acorntheater.com. Of course, you can go to jimpeterick.com, get the new album, the songs, all Jim's hits, done a very different and very cool way. Best of luck with the album, Jim. Great to talk to you. Good luck with the tour.
Great talking to you, Brian and Anna. It's been a real trip talking to you guys. I really appreciate it, man.
Thanks for checking in with us.
Our pleasure. Take care, Jim. Jim Peterick. Go to jimpeterick.com. And if you're in the Three Oaks area tomorrow in Michigan, go to the Acorn Theater. It's very cool because on the surface, Ed, you and I were both like, when he started saying that he'd stripped the songs down, we were like,
how does that work?
Because they're such big hits.
Yes. Yeah, they're just nothing like that.
Iconic.
Somehow it works.
It does work.